B-Pod Studios.
Or woman-owned business is ready for growth, then the workshop at Macy's is ready for you. Our exclusive New York City-based retail development program will provide you valuable insight from some of Macy's top executives, plus the potential for future partnerships. So if you think your business is ready to take the next step, then learn more and apply to the workshop at Macy's, where your creative passion meets our business expertise at macysinc.com/workshop.
Your skin does a lot for you. It endures the cold and sun and nights when you sleep with your makeup on. Tell it you love it back during the Love Your Skin event at Ulta Beauty with brands like Philosophy, Dermalogica, and Clinique, all 50% off with daily beauty steals. Plus, licensed skin experts will give your skin the love it deserves with customized facial treatments that fit your needs and goals. Hurry in now through January 26th for a gift with purchase from brands like Mario Badescu, Peter Thomas Roth, and Murad. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
3 o'clock. The first hour was sparkling. With a lot of happy Eagle fans. The Eagles live one more week. They have to go to New Orleans, beat New Orleans. Currently an 8.5, 9-point favorite. Who can count out the Eagles at this point? Forget the lines. You know, the lines, I usually pay attention to lines. I'm done. Done paying attention to the lines. That was a stone Chicago Bear line. The Bears weren't the better team in that game. So, who's to say this Eagle team now, in their current form, who's to say is not better than New Orleans Saints? Can't say it anymore. 610-632-0975. The 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Corporate Lease Bakery and Deli. World-famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit as good. All right, let's go back to the phones and go Tom and Eddie Stone. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Hey, first-time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm excited about the Birds win last night. I'm actually a chef, so I was yelling at customers when they were calling in. I was way too excited. But I got a quick question about what your thoughts are in the Saints blowing the Eagles out earlier this season, as well as Nick Foles' only playoff loss to those same Saints. I mean, granted, it's a different team. We've all seen that over the last couple of weeks. But
yeah, I don't think that game has anything to do with this game. But the revenge factor is always in play. And there were accusations that the Saints ran up the score in that game, and you know, they're a 9-point favorite. The Eagles wear that underdog role very well. This is going to be, in my opinion, a very close game. They're a different team than the one that lost to that team.
And just have one more thing on behalf of all Eagles fans across the board. I want a petition out there to where Chris Collinsworth never calls another Birds game.
What was your beef with Chris?
Every single game, he seems to single them out like he has a target on him for some reason.
Yeah.
It's not just one thing. It's just he constantly trashes them.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think Eagle fans are conditioned to hear anybody who's an announcer not give 100% favorable treatment to the Eagles.
True.
Yeah. All right, man. It's never true. It's never true. Now, he might not be. Listen, he misses a little here and there. For the most part, I think he's good. But this notion that he's against the Eagles, or that Joe Buck's against the Eagles, or any Tom, Dick, and Harry who does a broadcast against the Eagles is an old Philadelphia fan mentality. And it should go away.
For sure. And Aikman, also, people used to think that because he's an ex-Cowboy. Mm-hmm. Aikman's not at all. Neither is Romo. I think it's way, way, way overblown. I'm starting to think that Collinsworth might be leaking oil as an analyst, period, as far as his quality. I don't know what he adds compared to some other guys anymore.
I agree with you on that front. I hate to blame the Flyers for that kind of mentality, but I'm going to have to, because this has been years worth of that Flyer thing putting in the minds of Philadelphia sports fans that the officials are always against them, right? So we take that to the announcers. All right, let's go Frankie in Roxborough. Frankie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frankie.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Frank?
How you doing? I've been missing you, Mike. I couldn't get on the phone. I've been trying to get through, but I finally got through today.
Good for you, Frankie.
Yeah, but Mike, listen. I agree about the magic thing. And I agree about the, you know, the underdog thing about the statistics.
Yep.
Because remember, like, when we played the Rams, everybody was talking about Aaron Donald and how, you know, nobody was talking. I think the Eagles, and then all week, everybody was talking about how Khalil Mack is going to change the game and all this, you know. But anyway, it didn't happen, Mike.
And you got to give Jim Schwartz a lot of credit. Jim Schwartz believed that Jason Peters could handle him one-on-one, and Peters, I'm sure, assured him of that fact. So he trusted his players, and that helped considerably.
Right, and I got to believe that, and we're not the same team, Mike. And what really, like, impressed me is, like, these D-backs are playing a lot better.
Yeah, they are. Now Maddox didn't play well yesterday, but the other side, Butler was okay, and Malcolm Jenkins was just, you know, he's fantastic.
And Rasul Douglas is starting to step it up.
Yeah, that's what I just said, bro.
You
didn't hear that part.
Rasul
Douglas is playing well. He's tackling very well too.
And we got Jernigan back, and I think
I thought it was his best game actually since him being back.
And if all we got to do, Mike, is we got to stop. If we could stop the run, like we did against Chicago, and how Dallas stopped the run against them.
Yeah,
I think we got a good shot.
All right, now they've been very good against the run. This is a pretty good running attack New Orleans has, which balances what the Breeze does. So we'll find it's an explosive, dynamic offense the Saints have. But again, I'm looking at this defense, the way they're playing, this team, it's completely different. They're playing with confidence. They have a quarterback that they believe in. They make enough plays. Who can count them out? Bruno in Jersey, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Bruno.
Mike.
What's up,
Mike,
Bruno?
I think the tree of Mike is, or the branches of Mike are starting to take root.
The branches of Mike are solid.
I think they are going to be a tree soon.
I'll tell you, they're already strong enough, I said before, to build a treehouse in.
I would sleep over in that treehouse any day.
Yeah, I get you, man. And doesn't it work beautifully, those three branches?
It does. It's coming together. Let me just say, though, I want to commend the coaching staff for staying committed to the run yesterday. I think that was very important. You know, even though they knew they weren't going to get too much, they just stuck with it. And
I agree with you. You had to give them the thought that you were going to run the football down there. Now, they didn't trust Josh Adams, and I can see why. You go with your reliable guys.
Situation, yeah, and I totally agree with keeping Sproles back there. I mean, he's not the biggest guy, but he can do things.
Yeah, well, frankly, they didn't trust Smallwood after the first part of the game either. So they were going to ride with their veteran.
Yeah, I think that was a smart decision. But I'm impressed. I'm impressed, and I think the defense is coming together really well. And I think they just took out the top defense. Next up is one of the top offenses, and I really think it's going to come down to them in Dallas to go to the big.
Yeah, no, I got you, bro. I appreciate the call. Now I'm looking at the game. Now the Chicago Bears. Well, the top team against the run, right? They give up 80 yards a game. They limited the Eagles to 42 rushing yards yesterday. 42. Normally, that's a formula for success for the Bears. But if you look at the other side, they couldn't run the ball either. But more importantly, they could never get their most dynamic weapon in any kind of a space situation where he could hurt the Eagles, except for the last kickoff return when Tariq Cohen got it nearly to midfield. Three balls he caught for 27 yards. He rushed once for zero. They couldn't get him the ball. Let's go to Joe in South Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, yo, Joe back at Donuts. How you doing?
What's up, Joey? What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Pretty super hype, man. Last night, watching this Cody Parkey field goal, man, we were like, we were having our doubts, you know, like we were a little upset, you know, we are the defending Super Bowl champs, but we had the faith all year, man. You know, that ice ball right there got Cody Parkey. I mean, it made him shake, dude. And, you know, we got in his head and that's what we had to do to tip, which was perfect, which they found out today. I mean, it really didn't change much, but it, you know, we are here, man. We're here. We're advancing. From
you see a look on Cody Parkey's face on that field. Did you see it? Did you see the look of fright he had on him?
Oh, it was awesome.
This is what I mean about kickers. They gotta get toughened up.
Yeah,
we gotta toughen this kid up a little bit.
I'm telling you, man. From going from Super Bowl hangover to whole media talking all year, 4-6, having a chance to meet in Dallas for that first place game for the division.
Yeah. Yeah, that means that. Hold on. Let's get to truth serum, Joe. You didn't believe in them all year. Come on.
I did.
No, you did not. Not when they lost to Dallas. Not when they lost to New Orleans. You weren't believing.
All my friends and everyone, man.
That's not true.
Come on, Joe.
Keep the faith and stay tuned. That's my favorite thing I tell everyone, man. And I just had faith all year, and I'm ready for revenge, man, against the Saints. And we're going to go, hoping to go to Dallas. We already beat the Rams, so. We're hoping to go to Dallas and take that third game. Third time's a charm, baby.
Yeah.
We're back in the playoffs. We're here.
All right, buddy. I think the Dallas Cowboys get smoked in Los Angeles, to be honest with you. But we'll see. That would be the best case scenario. Eagles beat the Saints. They'd have to go to Dallas and win an NFC title game.
There's no way. I'll say this. There's no way Dallas beats the Eagles three times in 1 year. There's just no way. The Eagles, if the Eagles beat the Saints and Dallas wins, it's a lock. We go into the Super Bowl. I mean, I can't. I'll start to get the car gassed up.
Yeah.
Head down to Atlanta.
Road trip.
Atlanta would be a good city to go to.
Man, Super Bowl time.
Be unlike last year.
Yes.
I know.
For a lot of reasons.
I didn't get to go last year.
I'm going back to the Super Bowl this year triumphant compared to last year. Yeah. Oh, this will be fun.
Were you part of the show last year?
Yes.
At this time?
Yes.
Yes. Tomorrow is our one-year anniversary of this show.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's go Bo in Doylestown. What's up, Bo?
Hi, Gabe. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good. I got a couple things just wanted to mention. One was the last pass that falls through, I had to run it back on my TV about 10 times. They really didn't show it because all they did was show the ball and take catch it. But the arm angle that he threw that ball at.
Yeah, he sidearmed it.
He
slung it. He had to get it past the defender.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, on fourth down, I mean, you got to give the guy credit.
He makes throws like that a lot. He really does. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, all right, dude, you got me now. Seriously, I'm on board.
Unbelievable. You got to love it. The other point is my roommate from college up in Connecticut, he sends me a text 4 weeks ago, 4 or 5 weeks ago, they beat the Rams, and he said, it's a lock. Now, he's not even an Eagles fan. He's a Pats fan. He said to me, it's a lock. I said, what's a lock? He said, the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. This is what he says to me. And I said, against who? And he said, the Patriots. Then I said, okay, whatever. Yesterday, they're down 15-10. He sends me a text. Don't worry, kid. I don't even want to look at his stats.
Yeah, well, I actually thought they were going to come down and score, too. I had that kind of belief in full. When it was 15-10, I thought the Eagles were going to score. I felt good about it. Anthony and I were doing the fan cry. I go, I feel good about this drive. He goes, you do? I go, yep, I feel good about it. Because I've seen it before with this guy, the way he works miracles.
So after the game, I sent him another text. I said, hey, how about the Sixers Celtics? He goes, he sent like a puke emoji back and says, Celtics all the way.
Yeah, well, the Sixers are right now in a little bit of limbo. Fortunately, the Eagles are continuing to win or we'd be zeroed in a little more on Sixer problems.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler addressed the issues today. I haven't. We might get to it later.
Oh, really? He addressed the issues?
Yeah,
was he apologetic?
I can play it for you if you want to hear it.
Well, we'll get to that a little bit later in this hour.
Yeah,
Jimmy Butler speaks.
No, he's not apologetic.
Oh, he's not apologetic.
But there might be a reason for it in the cut.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Ed in Harrisburg. Ed, you're on 97.5 FNAG. What's up, Ed?
Thanks, Mike, for taking my call.
My pleasure, buddy. Caller. Thank you.
Hey, I've been watching you for the past month, off and on, and One thing I wanted to bring up, you started talking about a couple weeks ago, was when the Eagles get to the Super Bowl this year, who's going to be the quarterback? And
when they get to if they get to the Super Bowl, who's going to be the quarterback? Are you even asking yourself that question?
No, I said when they get to the Super Bowl.
All right, when? Well, you're still asking the question? Because when they get to the Super Bowl, it will mean that Foles has taken them there.
Well, do you remember the Unitas rule? When Unitas sat on the bench when Willie Namath won the Super Bowl, and then he came in and he started bringing the Colts back. And who was the coach?
I don't know.
Shula. Yeah. And then Shula went to Miami. And then what happened? Earl Morrill coached the team to an undefeated season, but who came in to start the Super Bowl? Bob Greasy. Remember when he replaced them?
No, yeah, this is going way back. This is a different game now. There is no way that Wentz is probably going to be activated for the rest of the year.
Well, you're right. It's a little bit different, but it's still a reality.
It's not really a reality unless they activate Carson Wentz. And if they continue to go this way, there's no reason to activate him.
Well, I know what you're saying, and it does seem different.
You can't let that specter of Carson Wentz on the side. Now, it's different with Unitas. He was an old, washed-up guy at that point. So he was just there. But you can't activate Carson Wentz.
No, Unitas was not
working. Yeah, he was a washed-up guy. He was washed up. He was banged up. He was injured. He was at the end of his career. Let's go to Jerry in Newtown. Jerry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerry.
Good afternoon.
What's up, Jerry?
I really like the way Dallas Goedert plays. When he put his hand down, pirouetted, made the first down.
The fantastic big play in this game.
Yeah, it was huge.
And it was the fake double screen.
Yes. And then another play, nobody mentioned it, they didn't replay it, but Kelce either got a cornerback or a safety out in space on the right-hand side, and he just buried the guy.
Yeah, I remember the play you're talking about. But see, the Goedert play is a great play call. And this is where you have to even, you know, we've been hard on Doug Peterson times this year. That is a great play call at the time.
Yeah, it was a complex play. It took a little time to develop.
Exactly. But to have the guts to make that kind of a call, knowing your guys are going to have to execute that play, is faith in your players. So I give him credit for making that kind of call.
Yeah, the other play that was almost as big as the touchdown is when it was 4th and 9, and they got it to Alshon down to the 2. That was 4th and 9. It was fantastic.
Yes.
It was a bunch of good plays yesterday.
No question about it.
And I enjoyed it.
Yes. Yeah, well, actually, it was a 3rd down. It was two-minute warning. It was the 3rd down play to Jeffrey.
Okay. I thought it was 4th.
Yeah.
What's it matter?
Yeah, I got you. All right, Jerry.
You know what? The Saints, one of the things about the Saints is they were bragging earlier in this year that they should have played the Eagles last year to get in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And that they would have beaten the Eagles.
Yes.
And we'll find out.
We will. They talked a lot of trash. You know, in a pro setting, that has its limits on whether that's going to motivate the team. I think what motivates the team is how well they're playing, and the Eagles are playing damn well right now. It's a completely different team than the one that lost to New Orleans. And they're going to see that on tape. It's not going to be oblivious to them. And if they're overconfident, it plays in the Eagles' favor. Hell, you're a 9-point underdog. You have a chance to be overconfident, and then the Eagles look at it and get 9 points, huh? All right, well, we got something in store for them.
Remember that Bart Scott where he did the can't wait that went viral when the Jets beat? The Patriots beat that Jets team by 40 in December that year.
Yep.
And then when they played them again in the playoffs, it was a totally different game, and, you know, Sanchez won the game. A lot can change. That was before Thanksgiving to now. A lot can change.
Yeah, the Eagles, some of the Eagle players are saying, we got something, but it's going to be a lot different this time. They should just chill out.
Someone
need to say it's a lot different.
Just go and show up and play.
Just show up, go ahead, and give them one of those. All right.
Someone called the midday show and said that they were listening to New Orleans sports talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently in New Orleans, they're saying that they're treating it like a bye week.
Yeah, I don't know. Those fans down there are goofy.
Like a bye week? Seriously? Did they not watch last night's game?
New Orleans fans, you know, they're yahoos.
They're in a dome.
Yeah, they're not analytical. Stosh Horsham, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stosh.
Yo, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Stosh?
thanks for answering my call, man. I love your show.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm sorry about the Philly mentality that we got down there. It's the public school system, I think, and is what it is.
As far as what?
With Wally, Frankie, Joey.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But now they Phil showed some flaws last night.
Yeah, early on, it wasn't his best game. The one interception you couldn't blame on him, the one in the end zone was a terrible decision.
The one was a Neil O'Donnell-esque interception.
Terrible decision.
And it shouldn't even come down to, in my eyes, we really beat them. We beat that team on both sides of the ball.
Well, not really, because the cornerback got beat three separate times on big plays that the Bears made. So you got to factor that in.
Yeah.
They didn't beat Avante Maddox didn't beat him yesterday. That's for sure.
Nah, it's a shame because I like that kid. But hopefully this is how you live and learn. You know what I mean?
Well, hopefully he does. Now he's going to be up against a really experienced quarterback next week. So he got buckled down a little bit.
You think? I don't think that. What's the point spread?
Eight and a half, nine right now.
Yeah, that's not fair. that's ridiculous. I don't know. It's just me. I'll be 50 years old next year. So I live 50 years to get a Super Bowl ring. And this team is special. I don't know what Doug Peterson's putting on their behind. But this, from 4 or 5 weeks ago, this is a totally different team.
It really is, and it coincides with the number nine. As soon as he took over, I can't deny it anymore. As soon as he took over, boom. That's why the three branches of Mike have been allowed to flourish.
You know what? I still love Carson so much. I mean, I love Nick too. I only remember.
I love Carson too. Send him a Hallmark card.
Yeah.
If the Foles goes to the Super Bowl, pick out a nice Hallmark.
What's going to happen if Nick Foles wins the Super Bowl this year?
Wait, what's going to happen? What would you do?
I don't know, man.
There's not even a decision if he wins the Super Bowl.
I would stick with Nick. Absolutely stick with Nick. I mean, come on.
There it is. That's the three branches of Mike. You stick with Nick, you trade Wentz for a lot, and you worry about drafting another franchise quarterback in the next 3 years. The line is currently 8, Tyrone. The money line is only minus 365. That's not an overwhelming money line.
Yeah, listen, I got burned by the line. So here's the funny part. Then I ended up betting the Eagles to cover. So, like, I had some belief that they would keep it close at this point. And you know Drew Brees is not, I'm not a Drew Brees guy.
Mm-hmm.
He'll give it up. He'll cough it up, especially early in games. His slow start is why that miracle is even able to happen with the Vikings. He gets off to a slow start, which he's prone to do. He'll be off 3 weeks.
Yeah.
The Eagles get two picks early. They're going to win this game.
I think I have discovered the quintessential bet for this weekend.
Well, what's that?
Moneyline Chargers.
Yeah, I like that.
Plus 171.
That's all?
That's it. That smells like it. Outright! For the Chargers!
Outright! Out in New England.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I said the Chargers can make this. I'm starting to think they can
make
the Super
Bowl. I learned a little something about the Chargers this weekend.
They showed you a little something yesterday.
They did. Something I didn't expect.
Because
I like the Ravens in that game. All right, we'll take a break. 610-632-0975. I got to tell you a story. I was out Saturday afternoon. Felt like a cigar and a drink. And I made a mistake of ordering something.
Oh, boy.
I had no idea.
I'm looking forward to this.
Me too.
I'll talk about it on the other side. We're back after this. Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
A grand finale. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. The Eagles season stays alive after beating the Bears yesterday 16-15. The game came down to a field goal attempt by Cody Parkey, but was tipped off by Eagles DT Trayvon Hester. Doug Peterson discussed his in-game communication with Nick Foles.
The conversation is just that. It's open. It's honest. It's real. It's based on what he's seeing, based on what we're seeing as coaches, what I'm seeing as a play caller. And, you know, if the instinct is right, if the gut feel is right, we go with it.
They'll face the Saints on Sunday. Brian Westbrook checks in with Mike today at 4. Ron Jaworski at 5:10. Sixers beat the Mavericks Saturday 106-100. They'll play the Wizards tomorrow night. Joel Embiid has been named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Flyers face the Blues tonight at home. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Our Big Green giveaway continues. Listen for the keyword at 4 p.m. for your chance to win $1,000. You're so close to finishing the day. Keep going with P3 Portable Protein Pack. It's a combination of meat, cheese, and nuts. Grab the more interesting way to get your protein with P3. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for our daily best of show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Mike Mizzanelli on 975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Gentlemen, it is time for our Twitter poll update. 3:30. Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons every day. And Miss Natalie is the person who updates it.
Yes,
Natalie,
I am.
What do we have
today? Yes, I am. And a lot of votes on this one so far. Only an hour in. Over 2,100 votes on this. At this point, do you believe the Eagles can make the Super Bowl? And 74% saying yes, 26% saying no.
All righty. Now, coming up at 4 o'clock, we're back to giving away $1,000 a day. It's the 5K a day Big Green giveaway. It's a nationwide contest that we do here at Beasley Media. I'm going to give you a keyword at 4 o'clock. When you hear the keyword, you enter the keyword on the Fanatic app or on our website, 975thefanatic.com. You'd have to do that by 4:15 p.m. And if you're randomly selected, you win $1,000. Now, all of our $1,000 winners will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. That's right. At the that'll be in February. So we're looking for the complete rules. They're available on our website, 975fanatic.com. It's brought to you by TurnersvilleJeep.com, Delaware Valley's fastest growing Jeep dealer. And that happens at 4 o'clock. All right. So yesterday was, Saturday. Had a rainy damn day. All right. So I'm banging around downtown. I go, you know what? I need some cigars. So I go into the cigar store. I give me some cigars, and then now I got I buy a box, but they gave me a couple extras, and I get a couple extra loose ones, so I don't have to open a box. So, okay, you know, it's a good idea. I go up to the cigar bar. I'll have a nice drink and smoke a cigar, watch the Colts. Colts game was on at the time.
That's the gentlemanly thing to do.
Mid-afternoon.
There you go.
So I go in there, I roll in there with a white Monte Cristo, white label Monte Cristo. I get that diamond cut on it. I fire it up. Now, my buddy George, for Christmas, bought me a bottle of Remy XO cognac.
Oh.
Now Remy XO, Natalie, is as smooth as a baby's arm.
Oh, nice.
All right? Uh-huh. So, I go in, I go, okay, I'm in the mood for a little Remy. Get the cigar. I like the cigar. I get Remy. Neat. So, I'm sipping the Remy, watching the game. The cigar gets down a little bit. I finish the first neat. I order a second neat Remy XO. I sip that a little bit, blow the cigar, finish the cigar, watching the game, ready to roll out. I get a check, please. I look at the check, and I went, what?
How much was it?
I did a double take. I was fell off my stool.
How much was it?
How much do you think a Remy neat, because I had no idea how much it was. I mean, it's a smooth, expensive cognac.
I literally have no idea.
I've had that.
Now, a bottle of Remy XL, you can give about $150. Yeah. And then a crystal decanter and a whole bit.
Right, but...
No, I didn't know how much it was to order it at
right,
a bar.
Same thing out. Now, you got to remember, like, let's say you get a bottle of Grey Goose when you go buy. But if you go do bottle service at a nice spot and you get it, it's going to be a lot
more.
It's
like $150, yeah.
So I'm saying you're probably paying over $50 per. Was it something like
$70?
That? $70. I didn't think it was going to be that high.
A shot of Remy. Wow. A snifter of Remy.
And you did too.
I did too. So now I'm up to $140, and that's about a $30 bill and a tip for a couple drinks.
Yeah, they got you.
They got you.
They got you.
I went, oh my God, what is wrong with me?
Yeah.
Well, did you feel good after?
No, but 70.
Or did that? Did the bill sober you up?
You never can go wrong sipping Remy. It's smooth and it's just beautiful.
It's fantastic.
But I could have done a lot cheaper with like a little Grand Marnier, which is usually what I do. Get a little orange to offset the cigar.
Yeah.
Oh, and Remy. $70.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been shocked had you said 50. 70, that's a lot of money.
That's insane.
Like there are
now,
people
if
who
you
probably...
Go, have, you know, they carry Louis XIII too, right?
Oh,
and Louis will cost
almost,
you...
Wow.
That'll cost you about $150 a sniffer. So now I learned a little something.
What'd you learn?
I learned not to order Remy XL at a bar. That's what I learned.
Whoo.
Let's go to Dennis in South Jersey. Dennis, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dennis.
You got the money, Mike.
Yeah, but that's not the point, Dennis.
I know.
You get that bill, it's like my eyeballs popped out like a cartoon.
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, Mike, I got to admit to you, 2 months ago, I was throwing dirt on the Eagles' grave.
Yep.
Throwing dirt on them. And after week 14, when they pulled Wentz and put in Foles, Rams win, Houston win, Washington win, Bears win. I mean, you're right, they're a different team.
They're completely transformed. And it, like, you could say it's a coincidence or not. And this is why I adhere to the magic theory. As soon as Foles took over, they miraculously transformed.
Yeah, did you see the article in the Daily News? I mean, I'm sorry, the New York Post about Foles?
No.
It says he's our best option. He's the best Giants option.
Oh, the Giants want him now?
Yeah, a number of teams are going to want him.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about this. I'll talk about this afterwards because there's a story that I'm not sure is accurate, but somebody will know exactly what's going on with this. But go ahead with your point, Dennis.
Well, there's a number of teams going to want him.
Yeah,
and he'll be the hottest free agent on the market.
Yes. Now the Eagles, in order to get something for him, can pull a couple moves here, from what I understand. Which I didn't understand before.
Go ahead.
All right. What happens is he's got a $20 million option. If the Eagles exercise that option and he signs the option, he's under contract for that $20 million for 1 year. If he doesn't sign the option, he can pay $2 million to get out of it. At that point, I understand the Eagles can then franchise him, which I didn't understand at first because there would be no contract. Like, he declined the option, paid $2 million to get out of it. I don't see how they would have the right then to put the franchise tag on him. But and I have to straighten that out because I read a story that that's what they can do, and I'm not sure it's accurate.
Hmm.
And if they put the franchise tag on him, then they can trade him. That's the benefit of it.
Okay, yeah, because no one's going to trade for him if they don't do that because they know he'll be a free agent.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. You can trade for him and give him the same contract.
Yeah, but if they don't do that, he's a free agent, so no one's
going to... He would sign whatever team that they trade him to, he would probably sign with that team
to get
security.
Because he keeps saying, I got one more game in this uniform. Mm-hmm. Well, if he has three more games in that uniform, the front office has a big decision.
Well, they certainly do. And their decision is to sign him to a long-term contract and exercise the second branch of Mike, which is to trade Carson for a lot of money. But from what the story I read is that the mechanism is they exercise the option. He declines the option, pays $2 million to get out of it to become a total free agent, which he can do. But the second part of that is even if he declines the option, I read somehow they could franchise him, which I can't see how they would be able to do that since if he declines the option, he's no longer under contract to the Eagles.
And that's how you franchise him. Because if he's not under contract, he would be a free agent. That's how you franchise him. Because he would be a free agent.
That doesn't seem fair.
Well, it's none of it's fair. The franchise tag itself isn't fair. You just have a great year, and now they can keep you for
so
1 year.
They, like, and they would franchise them at $25 million. At that point, you still have to decide whether it's Foles or Wentz. There's no getting around. Like, you can't carry both of them. So whether they decide that he takes the option or they decline the option, he signs for 1 year, the franchise tag at $25 million, they would still have to decide that Foles was their guy and Wentz was not.
And the article came out entering the game. Now, this is before he won. The plan was still go with Carson, trade Foles. And that was written in multiple spots. Now, maybe it changes now with this Saints game. Let's see what happens. But as right this minute, I think the plan for the Eagles is still Wentz is the future.
Yeah.
We'll move Foles right now.
I guess my question is, how long would you have the rights to a guy after the contract expires to franchise him?
You do it immediately.
You would do it immediately. Do you have a time frame to do it?
Well, whenever that deadline is for, because the league year doesn't start right away. Like, you can't sign, free agency doesn't start the day after the Super Bowl. So you have that time, same time window when they have with Kirk Cousins and everybody else against franchise.
All right, let's take a break. 610-622-0975. On the other side, Bob from Tennessee. Natalie, he wanted to talk to you
about
the affairs of the heart. He might have an update on his long-distance relationship.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm thinking that maybe they got together.
I'm feeling that too.
All right, we'll see what happens on the other side. Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Mike Missanelli on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.46 Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. I talked a little earlier about the difference between an experienced playoff team and a non-experienced playoff team. I think it manifested itself a little bit yesterday. On that one drive, the Bears, that gave the Eagles a 10-6 lead, Bears kind of fell apart. And like, what team that's experienced makes mistakes like having 12 men on the field and then on a touchdown play, only having 10 men on the field? And I was watching that play over again, and Adrian Amos, the astute Penn State safety, had his arms out the whole time. Like, we only got 10. We got 10. And they ran the play anyway. So that's a big mistake. And that's the experience. The coaching staff inexperienced, whatever it is, players inexperienced. And also on that play, they had a big pass interference penalty on Mukamara. And then there was a targeting on my boy Amos on that play, defenseless receiver. And that gave them 53 yards. The Eagles went 30 yards, essentially, offensively, to score that touchdown. And then you get towards the end, and on a drive in the final period, about 6 minutes to go, when the experienced team needs to clinch the deal, they've got the lead, 3-and-out. Boom, 3-and-out. And then their punter kicks the point of the ball for reasons that are inexplicable.
Was he afraid? My guess is, and it's only a guess, is he was afraid of a return.
I get it. But when you kick the point, you're only going to kick it so far. Are you willing to give a fair catch up at the 40 anyway? Like, I don't understand that. Take a chance with a return if you can kick it to the 20.
Right, and when was the last time this version of Sproles? And obviously he helped the Eagles, but he hasn't had any big punt returns.
No, he hasn't.
Season.
He hasn't been that successful this year.
It's odd.
So, all right, let's go. That's overthinking it. Go to Bob in Tennessee. What's up, Bob?
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
I gotta tell you, last night I had a couple pops in me. Yeah, when I was watching that Eagles game, and I, listen, this is my reaction after it happened. I just started laughing and could not stop laughing because Parkey hit that damn upright, and then it bounces off, you know, the centerpiece. And then bounces back into the play of Well,
that football is a tricky shape, isn't it?
Yeah, I tell you what, that was beautiful.
Yeah, it really was. It was like, oh my God. I mean, the tension that was involved in an Eagle fan or a Bear fan when you're watching the end of that game was just immeasurable.
Oh, it was fantastic, buddy. It was fantastic, my dear friend. Hey, so update, Matt.
Yes, I'm so excited to hear this.
Bob, the last time you brought this up, Natalie wasn't here, and Affairs of the Heart, we leave to Nat. So what is the latest on your lady friend who has been your pen pal and telephone mate?
Okay. Her name is Brenda, so you can call her Brenda.
Oh, Brenda.
Brenda. All right, Brenda.
Beautiful name.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful lady. We have decided that we both love each other. So we're going to meet. I have already rented a cabin up on Mont Eagle Mountain, which is the biggest mountain in Tennessee, one of in Middle Tennessee. Anyway, it's huge. So I rented a cabin. And I'm like, well, how many nights should I rent it for? And she goes, I don't know, at least two. And I'm thinking, well, maybe three. Hell, I may stay up there forever, Mike.
Bob, we got a bad connection. Can you speak clearly into the speaker there?
Yeah, we had a bad connection.
No, my bad. All right.
I had you on speakerphone.
Okay, this is better.
All right. So, I rented a cabin on Mont Eagle Mountain, and I said, do you want to go for like one night or two? And she goes like, well, at least two.
Oh!
And so I thought,
get excited.
I may just stay there the rest of my life.
There you go, Bob.
Oh, so wait a minute, Bob. You left us with this, that she had professed her love for you. You reciprocated with I love you too?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
Go, Bob. I'm so happy for you.
Line, I love you. Now, do you feel you're taking a risk here? Because, you know, sometimes the best laid plans, you know, you're going to be in this cabin with her for several days. How do you handle this? Are you going to bring a certain alcoholic beverages? Are you going to cook? Like, what are you going to do?
Does the cabin have a hot tub?
Natalie.
Yeah, it does. It does. And yeah, we're going to cook together. Probably we're going to. I don't know what we're going to do, Mike.
You don't have to know. Just wing it. Just wing it. I hope it doesn't turn into a Seinfeld episode where they go away for the weekend and then, you know, it doesn't work.
Yeah. But anyway, I got to tell you guys, it's been an inspiration to get to tell you about this love story because it is something out of a book.
Well, it's great, Bob. Our listeners are engaged in this whole thing.
I'm thankful you shared it with us. I'm inspired by it, Bob.
Well, listen, Bob, when is this going to happen?
Early February.
We got to wait with bated breath, like a month for this?
No, not that long.
All right.
She's in Jacksonville visiting her kids.
Okay.
So, all right, she'll be back at the end of January.
All right. Well, listen, best of luck to you.
Love you guys.
All right, Bob. There you go. Bob, going cabin.
Love it.
Risky move.
What? Why?
Committing for several days. You never know.
Not on this one.
They'll be fine.
The next one will be trouble. This one... I think Bob's going to be all right.
Yeah, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, I think Bob's going to be just fine on this one.
They'll cook some food. They'll go into the hot tub.
You go through 24 hours and you realize you don't have anything to talk about after 24 hours.
And I don't do a lot of talking.
Have some pops.
Then I don't be a lot of talking on this one. The next one, maybe. Not going to be a lot of talking.
Bob, a porn star? Like, he's an older man. What do you think he's going to be doing?
He's not dead. I understand that, but he's got to.
Also,
charm is the best thing he's got going for him.
And
we don't know that.
You don't know that.
He could be a machine.
And they sell products. Oh wait, Trey Thomas endorses a product.
No, I'm not saying that. I don't know if this is going to be a wild sex romp. Is what I'm saying.
I think when she says at least a day, like when he says one night, and she says at least a couple, that's her way of saying
yeah.
She's telling him, like, this is what this is about. In between the line. Now, as she said, it's up to you, or she was playing it coy, I would agree with you. But she's laying it out there. This trip's not about talking. They've done plenty of talking.
Yeah, they've done plenty of talking.
The talking's over.
They've talked enough for a year.
That's right. This now is business. And I watch TV. They're fine. Look at the stars. They're good.
Best of luck to Bobby.
And Brenda. Bob and Brenda.
Bob and Brenda. I love it. I love it. I'm going to that wedding if you get invited.
John Mellencamp. We're going.
John Mellencamp's going to write a song about him. 610-632-0975. We're back. We got some Jimmy Butler news coming in the 4 o'clock hour. And Brian Westbrook will join us at 4 o'clock. And also at 4 o'clock, the 5K a day contest. So at 4 o'clock, I am going to announce a keyword. When you hear that keyword, you are to enter it on the Fanatic app or on our website, 975thefanatic.com. So don't go anywhere. You can win $1,000. We're back after this.
Fanatic Sports Update.
A magical hand. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. The Eagles season stays alive after beating the Bears yesterday 16-15. The game came down to a field goal attempt by Cody Parkey, but was tipped off by Eagles defensive tackle Trayvon Hester.
Trayvon Hester, who we activated early in the season on practice squad, and then has a big hand in the game last night. You like that?
They'll play the Saints on Sunday. Brian Westbrook checks in with Mike today at 4. Ron Jaworski at 5:10. Sixers beat the Mavericks Saturday 106-100. They'll play the Wizards tomorrow night. Joel Embiid has been named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Flyers face the Blues tonight at home. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Our Big Green giveaway continues. Listen for the keyword at 4 for your chance to win $1,000. You're so close to finishing the day. Keep going with P3 Portable Protein Packs. It's a combination of meat, cheese, and nuts. Grab the more interesting way to get your protein with P3. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show
on 975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.